He's an excitable boy, all right. His name is David Hochberg from Pearl Mortgage. He's vice president of lending. And David, how the heck are you?
I'm fantastic. Great day.
You look
marvelous.
Yes, you do,
you
David.
Do.
What are you doing? Something's going on with you.
WGN TV this morning.
Oh, that's why you're dressed up.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, you got to look a little presentable, a lot more presentable than you do when you're on radio.
We know
that. Are you kidding? Bill dresses for success.
Yeah,
he's wearing a button-down shirt, which is unbuttoned
today. You look great with a baseball hat.
Yeah.
That's right. First time I've ever seen you in a baseball
dress
hat.
Casual.
I understand.
It's dress casual. We know how much you love helping people, and you just were telling Wendy and myself a story that I think is great. You are currently searching for a vet to do something for you, and I think this is great.
We have an opening on my team. Pearl Mortgage has about 140 loan officers. I have a group called the Team Hochberg, you know, Real Original, of nine loan officers, including myself. And we have an opening for a veteran, somebody that a man or woman that have served in the armed forces, that's a licensed mortgage originator, that knows VA loans. And join our team. Hopefully you're doing, you know, you'd like to have your own production, four or five loans of your own production. We'll supply you with leads that coming off the radio. And I would love to have a veteran talk to other veterans about VA loans that are specifically for veterans and families of surviving spouses of veterans.
Can I say something, though? There are a lot of veterans out there who don't know about VA loans and don't know all the secrets.
Amazing.
And
you're right. It's sad that they served in our armed forces, put the time in, did all of what they had to do to earn their VA entitlement. That's what it's called, a VA entitlement, to secure a VA loan. And they don't even know that they qualify. And here's the even scarier part, Wendy, that a lot of the spouses that are surviving spouses qualify for a VA loan, even though their wife or husband passed away. They qualify for VA loans as well. So there's a unbelievable opportunity out there for a veteran, somebody that has served in the armed forces, that has mortgage loan licensing and is a licensed mortgage originator, has passed their FBI background check, has an NMLS number. I know that you're real big.
I'm a big fan of the NMLS numbers.
I know
numbers.
You are. And I appreciate you have it tattooed. You show me my tattoo, my NMLS number on your thigh.
My lower thigh.
No, I thought that was your tramp stamp.
Nope. Well, it is. It's for me. And so I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
No problem.
You're
and
welcome.
Yeah, there's an opportunity.
You're going to scare people, David, if you haven't already.
No. And so if you're a licensed mortgage originator that has served in the armed forces that knows the ins and outs of VA loans, please call me 312-751-1333 or know of somebody. You might not be you, but know of somebody if it's a family member, friend, neighbor, coworker, whatever, that originates VA loans and wants to join the fastest growing team in the mortgage industry, one of the largest producing teams in the mortgage industry. Love to talk to you about an opportunity.
You yourself, I don't believe, unless I don't know this about you, but you didn't serve, but I know what an advocate you are for vets. Is there a reason you're so into this?
Yeah.
We applaud you for it.
Well, I never served.
Yeah.
And the only thing you want me to serve a veteran would be a sandwich, because you don't want me in the shape that I'm in. Forget about it.
All right.
You know, maybe in a food line, you know, dishing out, at the mess hall. But I never served. But I talked to a ton of veterans in the line of work that I do. And even before I got into this line of work, I was in the scrap iron and metal industry. And I was in and out of steel mills all the time and scrap iron and metal yards all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the best people that I found to talk with and to talk to and, you know, salt of the earth men and women are, you know, were veterans, and especially injured veterans that came home with less body parts than they left with or came back a different person than they left. You know, you leave, you're 18, 17, 18, I guess you got to be 18, graduate high school, you know, 18, 19, 20 years old. You come back, you're 21, 22, 23, and sometimes your parents don't even recognize you because you've changed so much, not only, you know, physically, but mentally as well, unfortunately.
Sure.
And it touches me because I can't sit here doing what I do every day.
Yeah.
My family and my three little girls don't have the freedoms that we have. You don't have the freedoms that you have, or Wendy and everybody listening. We don't have the freedoms that we have because of what those men and women do every single day and put their lives on the line so we could do what we have and have the freedoms that we have. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. I mean every word of it.
Good. Very, very nice to hear that.
Yes, you do. And you always have been helping people. And sometimes people want to refinance. Maybe their rate is pretty high.
Yeah.
And you can contact David. We'll tell you how to do that. And sometimes people are credit challenged and can't refi at that particular time. Or maybe they want to buy their first house and they can't do it. but you really give them advice, even though you can't help them right then and there.
Correct. Yeah, and a lot of people, I had a lady come to me just last week. She's like, hey, everything's great. I want to try to enhance my credit. I'm like, okay, do you have any collections or judgments or any tax liens? Nope, all clean on all that. I send her over to my team at First Midwest Bank to enhance her credit scores. Turns out she has three open collections that she didn't even know that she had. One was for like $300, one was for like $600, and one was for like $4,500. Okay, so
I have a $60 parking ticket in collections that I didn't even know I had.
And that's costing you about 50 to 60 points off your credit scores.
For $60?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's a collection. It's an elephant on your head. So it doesn't matter how big the elephant is.
I like it
is.
There.
I know. That's why we hang out.
Did you see, by the way, really quick. Did
I was
you
wondering see... where my elephant was, by the way.
It's on Wendy's head. Did you see the piece on John Oliver's show on HBO the other night, on Sunday night? He talked about credit unions, the three major credit unions.
No, I missed that.
And
he's
all the
great,
mistakes
the
yeah. he is. He does a great job on his yeah. show. All the mistakes that are on the big three, and so many people who are denied loans
oh, sure.
or lose jobs or can't
day.
Get a house or an apartment because mm-hmm. they check the big three, the credit scores, and there's ridiculous mistakes
right.
that they just don't correct.
Right, and that's why you need to get ahead of it. And again, I use this analogy all the time. The marathon is run at the end of October, typically beginning of November every single year. It, you know, yeah. it's usually around my wife's birthday in November,
yeah.
okay? October 10th, 10/11 is my wife's birthday. It's always right around her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I always use this analogy. When you're training for the marathon, you don't strap on sneakers in September, right? You strap on the sneakers now
mm-hmm.
and you start running. So you, for some reason you could get through 26.2 miles. Why you would want to do that, I don't know, but some people do. I don't like being in a car that long, but that's fine. Okay. It's not my thing, but you just don't strap on the sneakers on September 15th to run the marathon.
It takes some planning. Right.
Takes some organization. It
sure.
takes some training.
Mm-hmm.
Pull your credit now if you plan on buying at the end of the year. Make sure there's no barnacles there. Like this lady who doesn't have any collections but got over $5,000 worth of collections. Start doing it now. A lot of people are like, oh, I want to go buy a house. And then they start calling up realtors, which I'm a big fan of calling up realtors. And, you know, want to go get start looking. The first thing the realtor is going to say, are you pre-qualified? They're going to be like, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the realtor is not going to want to burn their time.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to start planning now. If you want to buy at the end of the year, we should be looking at your credit now. We should be checking underneath the hood, making sure everything's firing right. And if you've got some things going on, like I just had a guy file a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. Okay, his attorney forgot to file it with two judgments. So now we've got to go back to court. Include the two judgments. It's like $10,000 worth of judgments. It's going to cost another $800 because the attorney screwed up the deal 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to take 3-4 weeks to get into court to redo this. Okay. So, and I'm in the middle of a refinance right now. Okay. Imagine if you're about ready to close on a loan. The closing just got kicked out 3-4 weeks.
Right.
So this is the stuff you need to get on because those judgments are costing him 40-50 points on his credit report. So it's all a big soup, and people don't understand that. Listen, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, they're the three big ones. They're
mm-hmm.
not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm best buddies with the retired chief operating officer, David Emery of TransUnion. They have mistakes all the time. It's
yeah.
an imperfect world, but it takes time to correct these inaccuracies on your credit report. It can be fixed. If you have the documentation and the backup to fix it, it'll be fixed. But again, they're only, to the defense of the three big ones, they're only as good as the information that they're being supplied by the creditors that are giving them information.
Right.
So if the creditor, let's say ABC credit card, has got something bad that reported against you 4 years ago, and they don't send anything to the three credit bureaus to remove it, the credit bureaus aren't going to remove it. There's millions of companies out there
right,
that
sure.
are reporting to the credit collection agencies.
Yep.
So that's why you got to stay on top.
And how do you get it removed? If it's a case that is, they say it's open, but it isn't, and you have the documentation to prove it, who do you call? The
original creditor.
Okay.
And say, you need to send me a letter saying that account number ABC123 has been paid in full and deleted off of your credit report. They'll send that letter to the credit agencies. Don't trust them to send that letter,
mm-hmm.
right? Fasten your own seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
Have them send you the letter to yourself so you have a copy. And then you go online and you upload it digitally to the three credit bureaus. You go to annualcreditreport.com.
Mm-hmm.
Again, be careful how you enter that. because
there is a U.
There is right. It goes to a very interesting website if you hit the wrong letter. AnnualCreditReport.com. Run your credit report. Don't pay to get the scores because the scores are worthless. Download a copy of a report, scrub it down, and then when you file a complaint, a dispute, upload it to their website. Have your report number. TransUnion will give you a report number. All three will give you a report number and say, here's a copy of ABC credit card disputing that, saying that it's gone. Please update your report. They have 30 days by federal law to update the report. And if you upload it digitally, it'll save you a week of time.
All right.
What if these people whose accounts you closed are not, they don't send you the letter?
Well, then you put in a dispute. You put in a dispute saying, I paid it. I talked to them. They said they were going to send a letter. I talked to Tom. I talked to Sally. I talked to Steve.
Write
names down. Write the extension down. Write the time that you talked to them. Find out what office they're in, what country they're talking from. The more information you have, this is your credit, for God's sakes. 1 point on a credit report will cost you over $50,000 in mortgage payments over the life of a 30-year fixed
loan. Just 1 point.
The difference between a 679 and a 680 credit score will cost you $50,000 in the adjustment in the rate over 30 years. Because you're going to be in a much higher rate, a quarter to three-eighths of a point higher.
That's huge.
On a $300,000-$400,000 loan, it costs you over $50,000 in added mortgage payments.
All right, hold that thought. David Hochberg is here of Pearl Mortgage. He's the vice president of lending. You can reach him at 312-751-1333. And WGNDavid.com is the best website to get him. I know there's calls on hold. Stay there. We'll get to those in just a little bit. It's 312-981-7200 on WGN.
He's David Hochberg, and he has helped me refi several times. He has helped me with my credit. What can I say? My credit issues?
Challenges.
All right, I like that better.
Challenges.
He gives great advice, and if he can't help you out, he will give you ways to make your credit rating better, so he will ultimately be able to help you out. And we have people who want to talk to you. Is that good?
Yeah, bring it on.
All right, is this Rami?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Rami.
How you doing, Wendy?
Great.
Do you have a question for David?
Yes, I do. Hi, David.
Hi, Rami.
Here's my question. How soon can me and my husband get pre-qualified for a home loan, having in mind that he's a veteran, but he had a foreclosure, will be 2 years in August?
Okay. You could get pre-qualified now. Did the loan that went into foreclosure, was that a VA loan as well or no?
No.
Was it an FHA loan?
Yes, it was.
It was an FHA loan. Okay, so here's the deal. We have to find out, and I got burnt on this once before, and now I ask this question all the time. We have to find out not only when the close date was, but when FHA paid off the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Yeah, he had a letter. Exactly when that, happened.
Okay, VA allows veterans to buy, I believe after, I know it's 1 day after a Chapter 13, I think it's either 1 or 2 years after a foreclosure. But if you put, if we could put you on hold and have give Elif your phone number or just call me at the office, 312-751-1333,
okay.
I will check for you and call you back today, okay?
Very good. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Rami. Thank your husband for his service.
Sure.
Okay, I'm putting her on hold. Elif, if you can get her number, and David will give her a call. 312-981-7200.
That's why I need a veteran with VA experience.
For stories just like
for
that one.
You know, to help Rami and her husband out.
Right.
I mean, I'd love to do that.
Another question that has been texted in, and this is a great question. I have $11,000 in credit card debt. Am I better off just paying them down or getting a consolidation loan? Because a lot of times you will get a letter that says, oh, understand you're a little bit in debt. We can eliminate that debt and you can pay this lower balance. But that's still not good to do, is it?
Well, it's a slippery slope. Okay, $11,000 worth of credit card debt with a 4% minimum payment is costing this person probably $440 a month, somewhere in there.
Jeez.
Okay. You know, roundabout. It's. I mean, that's what it's going to cost.
Look at how quickly he figures that out.
Yeah.
Right. So you know, you could go to, if you have good credit, First Midwest Bank has what's called an Express Home Improvement Loan. It's an unsecured loan that you could borrow up to, I believe, $35,000, and it's the equivalent of a car payment of about $370. So this lady right here, or this texter, I should say, right here, Go to First Midwest Bank. Go to if you give me a call at the office, 312-751-1333. I'll hook you up with my ladies over at First Midwest Bank to talk about an Express Home Improvement loan. Also look at 401k loans. I know some financial planners look down on that, but you're borrowing money out of your own investments and paying yourself back. So what better if you think your job's secure going that direction? Or if you've got $500-$600 a month free, just start knocking the heck out of it and it'll go down.
But
just
if you
be careful of the consolidation loans.
Yeah, because if you take like the letters that come to you, because I've gotten them, I'll admit right. it, and it's like you can eliminate, you know, talk to us and we'll
high
cut
rates.
That debt in half.
High rates.
That's not really true, though.
It's well, yeah, they can, but then look at the negative 15 font that nobody reads, and then here comes the 540 Metro right upside your head, and then you get whacked again.
All so, right, in English, what does that mean?
That means that be careful of what you're going into, because if it sounds too good to be true, it typically is. Okay.
Was that always the case with consolidation loans? Because I know
yes.
they've existed for decades. Have they always been?
You got to
yeah?
be careful. You got to yeah. be careful of the high rates. They typically have usury rates. Listen, I'm just making a general statement. I hate when people make general statement about all mortgage brokers are bad, right? But just be very, very careful what you're doing and who you're working with. Read the
yeah.
fine print, because typically it comes with a high interest rate. You know, for an introductory period, it's really
right.
low. Then whammo, right? It's just like everybody with the HELOC. I talked to a guy off of WGN last week. Oh, yeah, I've been paying $300 a month, and now it's up to $1,800 a month. Okay, well, your HELOC, home equity line of credit that you took out 10 years ago has
was
ballooned.
Was interest only for a while, and
for
then
10 years,
boom.
120 months, and you did nothing to it. And now here we go. I talked to him on Sunday, actually. I know exactly. He's a retired cop. His payment went from $300 to like $1,400, $1,500. He's like, mm-hmm. I can't afford the payment anymore. I'm like, how long have you been making the payment? 6 months. I'm like, what the hell are you waiting for?
Right.
Let's go.
Right.
You know, the time to call is when you're in the 115th month, not the 130th month.
So true. David, great to see you. You can reach David a couple of ways by calling him at 312-751-1333. He's over at Pearl Mortgage. His website, well, do the email, WGNDavid.com. That has all the information there.
Yeah, you could go there. You could email me directly from there. You could apply for a loan there. But again, even if we can't help you, we're gonna give you free advice.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to you like a human being, and we're going to try to do everything we can to help you. What's in your best interest, not in our best interest. And if it's in your best interest not to do a loan, we're going to tell you flat out, don't do a loan.
Absolutely. Thanks, David.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. We'll find out what Roe and Anna have coming your way next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.